Welcome to the Life Lessons Podcast with your host, yours truly, Philip Peter.
This is another episode of the Life Lessons with Philip Peter Podcast. We have in studio today
Renard Redeem Anderson,
Javon Simpson,
and Philip Peter. Wow, that was a smooth intro.
Yeah.
Very smooth, Javon.
People know us and they are saying what theme intro for different.
Yeah. Different. I remember it's Javon, aka Samson.
Samson.
You know, say people are listening to the episode. Yeah, but it's Peter, but people are listening to the fourth episode with the Samson thing, you know. They might catch on to it.
Yeah. Some easy Samson.
And that, you know, don't remember though. Well, if you go, he went on, Javon went on CVM at Sunrise Tuesday, by the way, guys. Big star. But when me link him on the scene, my friend say, I forgot Baba. No. Mr. Javon. Javon, where you go Baba for? Yeah, you know, so you know, so you must be clean.
Yeah.
Let's say, yo.
Delilah, light here again, brother.
But just leave him alone with that.
Oh, Delilah, cut here again, friend.
But believe me, man, it was certainly an experience.
Wicked girl.
So we're trying a new format today. So we're making sure that you hear everybody's voice, right? So what we're going to be doing is that we have a section or a segment called Rap Rhythm. Which we'll go into, and then Javon will have a topic, and then from there we'll do the final discussion topic, which for today is, are people addicted to being broken?
Yes, indeed.
So good evening again, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rhythm, and you'll be rapping with me. Well, they'll be rapping with me. You listen to them rapping with me. We're rapping together, but I'll take the lead. You know. What I want to talk about in my 5 minutes is this thing that happened with the police and the soldier.
Wow.
And his woman. No, I don't necessarily.
His woman?
The soldier woman.
Well, apparently it's not his woman if you find him with the police. But yeah, continue. And that's my choice.
Well, I don't necessarily want to talk about what happened. I was in the cab today heading to work. You know, I head to work like in four or five in the morning.
Yeah.
And the men in the car, there was all men in the car, they're having a conversation about it, and one of the taxi driver said he shot the man just to prove that he could have killed him, but he chose not to. But him should have killed the woman too. Cash a bride for your money name house. Somebody else say, him no love her man.
Mm-hmm.
The man say, what do you mean by him no love her? That's why him leave her. The man say, no man, if him no love her, him kill her.
Wow.
So then, you put this in looking at my face because it's dark. And me dark. But then he continued to say, anything a man love, man hurt. And personally, I don't know if you're a man the last
That's
time
crazy.
I checked. But me no.
Here's a tricky thing with that.
Me no hurt my love, friend.
That may be true.
But how
in that, sometimes inadvertently.
But he said it.
Like it's deliberate. Like
yeah,
you have heard her. But yeah, the joke, no.
And for teaching, I listen to the next person.
I know. But it's like, if you look on it, you remember, say you have the woman who feels that she have to get beaten to feel love, you know. So it's like, maybe if you sold fear needs of needing the beating, him start believe, say if him not beat her, the love no.
Not share.
So, you would think that simple things like I love you would work, but you know, a different technology than
I
use.
You don't see anything in your through your ears, in through your skin.
Wow.
This it kind of brings to light the reason why we have so much domestic violence taking place in our country. Why you have persons thinking in such a negative way and then feel like it's a positive way they're actually thinking. Yeah, because, I mean, if you love somebody, you shouldn't want to hurt them. The Bible speaks of that itself, you know. So if it is that you're loving somebody, then you should love them in a pure manner. You wouldn't want anything to hurt them in any way. Even if you did something and it wasn't in a spiteful way, perhaps, then you actually go ahead and you apologize to the person. You try and make it up to the person. I mean, I think it's right for you actually take up a gun and shoot somebody for you, show the person say you love them. Or you take up mopstick and lick them because you want to show them, like, you love them.
And there's a thing about these type of discussions around men that tend to bring up some form of trauma. Where men, because mm-hmm. then the taxi driver start talking about how him give this woman four fish for cook. And then when him go back and check the woman, is that next man she get the fish them for eat.
Whoa. What I mean?
And that... then the woman, I come back and be asking for money for buy more fish again. So the man hurt, brother. The man,
yo.
And the man said, I mother tell him, say, for hours I'm 1 foot in and 1 foot out, which leads me to another problem of how women raise
men. Yes, that actually warrants some conversation. Yes. We can flow right into that, right, Jovan?
Yes.
So it because it's odd because we even then at the taxi and some night this week, and the man I say, yo, if him girl can see him with him side girl and vex. And if him side girl, I'm just using his terms, I don't talk like this. If him side girl give where they sitting, him and I are in a problem because I feel him not. There is this thing where they believe that them.
Entitlement.
Yeah, that them feel, so them own the woman them. Yeah. And if Bounty Killer himself, the AMAB general, if I say, yo, you don't own nothing, you just have go and pass through. It makes you wonder where them pick up them thing from.
From them parents, like from here, them a little and them see a little, oh, that your little girlfriend. I've seen where women do it. Oh, see a girlfriend, yeah, your girl. Hey, your girlfriend that 1 year old, even some months old baby asking them something at two, and they probably think so them not understand. But they probably can't speak back to you right now. But the things that you say to them really and truly lodge.
Resonate
and
with
it
them.
Helps to build a part of who they are, them consciousness of who they believe they are. So if you go tell them, say, oh, boom, that girl that belong to you. So the next day I say, oh, so if my mother said that girl belong to me, that means that any girl with me want
belong to me.
So I have to be careful what we tell our kids, even when we feel like them not understand.
Yeah, it's really sad though, because it's in a context that we're as well, at least two of us here are counselors, right? One of us in need of counseling, but
Javan, I really need counseling,
right?
I got you, Samson, I got you in. And I say again, Samson,
don't worry about it. Everybody, so know all the makeup is.
So the Lila is a metaphor of stress. Look at that.
Me said, Renard just reaching out, you know.
You see why somebody's in need of counseling in the room.
Yeah, somebody did it.
But I mean, as Renard and Peter rightfully pointed out, I guess we can run with this topic. As it pertains to how their children are socialized, young men are socialized, that's exactly how they're socialized, because you find where persons in the family might say, you find one boy that is probably cute, as they might define him to be. And them say, wait, you have enough girl, man. The moment a young female comes to the house, them say, something this girlfriend that, you know. And then another friend might come to the house, them say, something the girlfriend that, you know. So we grow our young men to be studs, in a sense, where we try and highlight the fact that they have a lot of girls, or they should have a lot of girls because they're cute, or because they're your son, but not looking on the twist side of it, that if you have a daughter, you wouldn't want that lifestyle for your daughter. You wouldn't want your daughter to be actually treated in such a manner.
The only thing my mother...
That don't even make sense.
When it comes to women, don't make them come at the yard of the uniform. She don't want a police or a yard.
Precisely. So imagine if she don't wear the uniform.
If she come in a uniform, she'll go call the police. I'm like, what me not in a uniform too?
No, they don't count. And here's... Well, I mean, I know. Because... it's almost as if there are two worlds that we live in.
Yes.
The real world and the one that we have in our head.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at, if every man should be a gallus, mathematically speaking,
exactly,
somebody have to be willing to share.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So everybody get born.
But that's literally.
But that's the issue. Because many persons, as long as it, when it gets personal, that's when they have an issue with it. It's just the same thing with crime. Crime and violence are the same issue, you know.
Me no want to be the gallus. Me no want to get born. When I have my woman, I go point her out.
Mm.
And say, see my woman here? Please, me a beg you now. Leave her alone. Me a go beg.
Ball creep.
But will another female look at it that way? Because another female will look at you and say, all right then, him claim same off limits. Me try and save my woman.
I'm going to shut her.
Figure
out. I shut her a clap and say, good try.
But I mean, that can be interpreted in many different ways.
That's right? A good try, you know.
Yeah. Jump on the kitchen, bro.
That could be interpreted in many different ways.
Like, give her a round of applause.
A round of applause.
That's better.
Yes. It will.
Because it's.
Round of applause because she has succeeded.
No man.
Let me get a kid at you myself. Because it never happened. Good try.
Never, right.
Good try. You fail. So
yeah.
You fail. But
failure.
Fail.
And I mean it takes a lot of young men to be intentional in such a way where they look out for their female partners.
Why female?
They say, yo, you may have my girl, so I may stick to my girl. Because I mean, for me personally, when I was in high school, I don't know if it was because the girl had the extra pretty, but I was with a
You did whip.
Yo. I was with somebody.
Yo.
I won't even do that. I won't say because she was, then again, all of my ex them pretty.
Shout out to all of them.
I mean,
look good ex them.
but for this specific one though, I remember being with somebody and I saw other females, and believe you me, even when I see them, I don't see them because I would intentionally look the other way and not want to have certain conversations.
That's only part of your mind.
Because only exactly
a good looking ex.
And if it is that I found myself going into a particular direction, like I'm going close to that area where you know it's sticky, you probably gonna cheat. You take out your phone and you start text and you start, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, say, yeah, man, you love her. And
all of my exes, they look good to them. You just stop.
We'll fix that. All of them still look good.
Still look good.
Yes, they're just
not my girlfriends anymore.
Yes, that's the best way to put it.
Due to technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Now, we want to clarify a couple things, people. If you are listening to this on the Anchor app, you can actually, if you download it, you can actually leave voice messages commenting on the episode, and we can like put them in the episode so you can actually hear yourself next week. That's one. Two, we have had a group meeting, Javon, yesterday, an intense argument, and now Renard is not hybrid single anymore. He is really single. But he got proposed to today. So I don't know what that means. But we have officially cleared him. He is single people.
Single.
We have had some discussions trying to clarify some things. And it has proven itself that he is really single.
Really single.
Now, if you feel like a kid or anything like that, you'd have to take up the discussion with him. That's the best shot I can throw for you. That's the best I can do.
When I said I was proposed to, remember I'm a poet, you know, so I speak in metaphors, right? So it's not, that's why I couldn't say who it was because it's not really a person.
Me no son of nobody.
I don't know. It's
oh, sorry. She's going to be somebody. I can't say that.
It's a specific event that happened today that I said, she proposed to me. But
so she dropped on her knee and say, yo, yeah? Will you marry me? And saw that proposal.
I tend to look at my problems as females, because I relate better when I think of things as females. I work with it better. I'm not like man, so if I see my problems as man,
in musical judge is something about that now.
But
I don't want to avoid them. So if I see that woman, or let me go towards and see what best I can.
Oh no, I understand it.
Yo, me tell us, 2 hours of counsel and we need counsel.
No, I understand, because I was like, you see your problems as women, then
before it went there, people, I'm glad you heard my clarification.
Yo,
Peter,
what he said.
Peter just introduced the man to the market and then just took him back off.
Well, understand how this brother was sick me in a friend.
Exactly.
But clarify everything about us say a while
ago. I want to believe. Why him say what me said? Because I said that.
No. Yeah. But I said what I said. When you say, a trouble.
Exactly. Trouble there.
Trouble there, but not problems. We are not problems.
All right.
They're complex beings that men have yet to figure out.
That's all like no, a quadratic problem.
No, I would never say a problem.
The worst kind.
Whoa, hey. We're going for a commercial break. Whoa.
Pull up.
Roo, you didn't hear that.
Okay. The views expressed by Javon Samson Simpson.
I was actually referring to the quadratic.
Are not necessarily those of Renard, Riddim Anderson.
And Philip and Jupiter. I am trying to live good life. Good. So, we have dealt with with that topic initially in terms of young men and understanding how they relate to women. But I have this question that I would want to throw out. What do we do? And this is in the context of, remember people, we are men, so are women we're really interested in, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah, there are broken men out there and they need help. They really do.
Yeah.
But we are not really expert in how that works.
Yeah, we can't help
him. Yeah, we can support him and say so and so, but
yeah,
but God made us to, in a certain way, it's almost as if we are made to fit women in a certain way that is totally divine. So, what do you do? And funny enough, you mentioned this Tuesday before we mentioned the topic, but what do you do with a woman who is addicted to being broken? She has that as her entire identity. Mm-hmm. Something bad happened to her in the past, a bad breakup, and every time she sees you,
mm-hmm.
she sees the breakup. I'll start with Javon and then ask Renard to answer that.
And the question is, what do we do?
What do you do when she's addicted to being broken? She does. It's almost as if she doesn't want to be healed. How does that work?
I was just going to give a quick answer while ago, but I think it would probably be inhumane to say that what I wanted to say directly, but I'll just explain it. For me personally, given that I've been through this with persons, with females that have been broken, and it seems as if they're in a comfort zone with being broken due to how long they've been broken for and how much they have been broken by many different individuals. Or perhaps sometimes you find situations where the person was broken by her first and only love. And she has known no better.
She has no better experience.
Yes. And so for me personally, as somebody who's invested in psychology and counseling, I tend to look at things differently and I try to help them. Even if the end result isn't that I'll get to be with them, I try to help them in such a way that they
so
can let go.
So you kind of take your desires out of the way, so to speak.
Kind
of. And focus on service.
And I can't even get even more personal with it. I can tell you that I met somebody before, right? And she had a heartbreaking story to share. One in which I won't share due to whether or not she might hear.
Counselor's confidentiality.
Yeah, so yeah. So it was really heartbreaking. I can't tell you that much. Right? And I found out that I liked her. From day one, I really liked her. And I made that known. You know, because I didn't want to take up this, you know, I want to only be friends with you. And, you know, just to pretend as if I wanted to only be friends. I said clearly to her that
from
I
last week, you said that don't work, yeah. Guys. That don't work.
Yeah, just be intentional.
Shoot your shot.
Just be intentional. And so yeah. I told her that I liked her, and she was like, no, she don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though she saw me as somebody that could be liked, she just didn't like me due to the space in which she was in
you
at the time.
You have husband quality, but that's quite the husband. But,
yes. And what? So, no, but not even that. She wasn't actually looking for a husband at the time due to her being broken.
Mm-hmm.
To her, she was just living. She was just enjoying life as it was. So, she was what them call that now? Situationship type of thing,
mm-hmm.
where this young man was actually taking advantage of the fact that she was actually broken. And that's another thing, guys. If you know that the young lady is broken, please desist from trying to get her involved in all sorts of things.
It doesn't make you a jealous.
Yeah, it doesn't make it. Yeah, because you're actually taking advantage of somebody that's actually broken. So it doesn't even give you a star. Not even one star that year. Right? So to continue.
Finish.
So to continue, she was in the situation, as I mentioned before. This young man was taking advantage of her, and so she felt invested in that situation. And I was trying to point out to her that, here, not because you're in a broken situation, that doesn't mean that anybody has the authority to take advantage of that specifically. And so she started looking at me in a different light, because she was like, how is it as a guy you find me attractive, but you wouldn't even take up the position to try and take advantage of me too? And she has come to the place where she's expecting that every man who does want to take advantage of her.
True.
And given that I didn't do that, she was like, she started developing feelings.
But you don't come from planet Earth.
Now I'm talking truth.
So she started developing feelings, and she then said that she liked me. And believe it or not, at that point, I was so invested in being a counselor type of friend type of thing, where I pushed away the opportunity and I said, "Hear what? I don't feel as if you've actually been mended. I think you're still broken. And due to you being broken, I didn't want to seem as if I was taking advantage of that. As a matter of fact, tell you why, even worse. When you get yourself in a relationship with somebody who's broken, there's no telling whatsoever whether or not this person will end up being the one. Because in the process of getting mended, she might just realize that you two are not the perfect fit.
That's true. Because being broken is a different... If you're broken, in a certain sense, you're like a different version of yourself.
Different version.
So if you are restored, she'll be like, yo...
Yeah.
This was...
All of a sudden, she find lists and all them things, you know.
Yeah. And even that, I will just add something to it, Peter. When you find girls... as persons mentioned the fact that some females will take advantage of men in terms of... They pay for schooling and all these things, and as soon as they get educated, they cut. But you can look at it in a similar manner, where this young lady has no help, or she doesn't feel as if she has the proper opportunities out there, and you provided this opportunity, so you provided the glue to put her together and actually fix her properly. And now that she's fixed, she's like,
go back to the ownership argument before, because in other case there, most youth are going to say, yo, even women and me put you back together.
Exactly. Oh,
you belong to me.
Even women would agree, say a foolishness, because a man spending money on her, so she's supposed to.
No.
Because even women have the notion that you know, have entitlement.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we kind of need to change.
We need to change it in our culture. I don't believe that because you invested money. And I say to my students a lot of time, I say, not because you invest money and invest time, it doesn't mean that the person is actually yours.
Yeah.
Your parents invest money and time in you. To decide what your future might be. You understand me? So these things you have to really look at.
So I'll ask Renard the same question. What do you do? And the little tidbit that I'll add is that sometimes we say marriage is a ministry, but sometimes a girl is ministry. It doesn't mean that she should get married to her.
That's true. That's a perfect.
Because I always have a bridging where we used to laugh off him and say, forgive me, people. We say, my girl evangelist. He always is some girl who needs saving. Always.
That sounds like a Renard to me.
No, man, you can't call him here.
Renard used to be the Renard who... I don't even know. Him now try to look for the broken person. Just tend to find him. And he felt like the only way to help the broken person is to be in a relationship with a broken person.
Yeah.
Because they're so closed off and trying to be their friend alone, they're not letting into certain spaces. So being with them, you get them...
That's more vulnerable.
That's all true, though.
More vulnerable, so you are better to say, all right, do this.
And this is really a church issue, especially, you know.
Yeah, man.
You know how much man carry girl go out a call and then get Jesus. And because of them, after the first conversation with them,
they feel as if...
Yeah, man, and me forget first dibs off of you. No, it don't work like that.
Because you have actually delivered them into the hands of Christ, and Christ will have his say in their life.
Yeah, Christ will take over. So,
yeah.
And people have been known to say Renard has a healing spirit. I need to believe.
I would say that. Because remember, as we were talking before we started rolling, I was saying that one of the things with you is that you generally pull in people that are looking for transparency, honesty, vulnerability that they don't even have a definition for. So when them see it in your evening terms, I like your poetry, all of that. Can I not get no more compliment from you? So you can't take this one. Right? But based on all of that, it's like they're just drawn to him. And then that becomes, as I was saying to him then, it kind of becomes an issue because like everybody is pulled towards that.
Yes.
I didn't say this part. But everybody is pulled towards that. But who actually helps Renard?
And that is where I try to start to separate myself. Because when I realize, okay, I'm helping this person, but helping this person is kind of
hurting you,
hurting me.
That's
who
true.
Heals the healer.
I can attest to that one,
bro. Right?
So what do I do when I find out that she's broken? No, I try to be her friend. I try to refer. Right? No, I'm a preacher, God more than anything else to people. I used to, you know what I'm saying, be the only Bible that people could see.
Yeah.
I tried my best to show them how I live.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be there for them and be somebody they can talk to. Same way, and then in those little spaces that injured Christ. Some nuggets of what the Bible would say. But not with everybody. I'm not trying to inject nuggets off.
So
find every little small situation and say, you know, the Bible speak about this. The Bible speak about this.
And that's how you should use
that's
the Bible, really.
And the Bible speak about this.
It's really so. It's really like
when I know that I don't try to do the relationship thing anymore. Like I still want to because it's a way easier way to get to.
Yeah, it's true. Because at the friendship place, there's this thing that says, all right, as a friend, you can go so far, no further.
Right.
But, it's a touchy one. Because you have that limit, and then if you just go into a relationship to help fix somebody, it really means that they should have, in an objective sense, I'm sure just really open up for me and a friend still. Because really and truly, you're just friends same way.
Yeah.
And that's where the danger come in. Because when things change, though. Yes,
so
it does.
Title change. When you add some a different title to something, because say you have a water bottle with no label
at all.
Right? People now go and drink it.
No branding.
Right.
Because it can be anything. Eh?
When you put water upon it or iCool.
Good life, whatever.
Good life or something.
Then people start thinking whether or not they should invest in that.
Oh, the water, so we can drink. Oh, my favorite water is one. We drink from it. So it's a thing with titles and people are concerned. More and more say, I belong to something.
Yeah.
I belong to somebody.
Somebody. So everybody, even though the entitlement is not necessarily something that we want, you want to feel owned.
And that's what
owned in terms of
belong.
Somebody you belong
being
to
with somebody.
Belong with somebody. And I we're gonna wrap up quick, but the thing is that the person who I was talking to before, Charm.
Shout out to Charm.
Third time.
Most people won't catch that. One of the issues that was prevalent is that at one point, because we were talking for a while, I'll admit that, so she not say, me never say that. But it's like, it became a point where she wanted a title.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, I'm just saying this so you can hear, so if it happened to you, it won't happen to you. You have to trust. When God really has speak to you in a certain way, you have to trust it.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how she argue, and how she go around the corner and say this and that, I would not relent.
I give her a character
and say, you're my girlfriend. I don't know, at the time, I didn't know why. Now I know. Because that really wasn't, it really was in a way, a ministry type of thing, because there were some things going on with her that I won't repeat.
Mm.
And even kind of processing that, it's really, as I said, it's like I had to be with her, so to speak, for her to open up a certain way and you process through certain things. But it could, believe me, it would not happen. And it's so amazing. So amazing that Charm has never said to me, "I'm a girlfriend, make me a girlfriend." Never.
Yeah. And is that it's similar?
Well, she's really my wife to be, so she's not my girlfriend. I just clarifying that.
What is I had a similar experience with one of my recent exes. She
all of your ex. Oh, sorry.
She always, our biggest arguments were about why I'm not making her my girlfriend. Like I said, we're just dating. Let's take it slow. Because even before we started talking, I knew she was. I figured out she was broken. I realized the brokenness of her. So I'm going to say, this is going to be hard. Let's take it slow. Mm. Right? Because I've been through this before, multiple times. And I don't want to make it wrong again. Like, why? You're not really wrong, but I was hurt in the end process. I'm not wrong on that road again. So I simply said, let's take it slow. We're just dating. It's like she don't want to hear that. She always want the girlfriend type.
Because there is a value. There's a certain value that you can now pull onto yourself because you are now somebody's girlfriend.
But I treated her the same way I would if I gave her the title. I didn't treat her.
Yeah, but no, she can't go around and say, "Yo,
yeah,
I'm my man, that, you know."
And not only that.
And then, more importantly, you see a post pop up with her picture. "Here, my boo."
Not only that, but it gives a sense of accountability as well. Because if it is that you take up the title of being hers, then she can actually say,
press a certain way.
And that, and also if it is that you ever get entangled with somebody else.
No, but I don't.
No, but she can't know that. Because then again, you might just pop up with somebody else and say, "This is my friend," and she's looking at her like, "Wait, I wonder if it's the same friend like
wow.
friend
that
I am." Wonder if it is the same level of friendship.
No, that is.
And she did ask if there was somebody else. Why? I'm like, no friend. There's nobody else. I'm not thinking of anybody.
Because
else.
She's thinking that if she can just be a friend,
and you get so much leverage or distance.
It simply means that there must be another friend.
So with that being said, we're going to have to wrap up for this week. We're really trying to get these things down, but bam, we're kind of half an hour in and we just have to finish.
Yeah.
Right? So have a blessed weekend. You already know what it is. It's life lessons. Renard has his concert coming up. Rhythm and Friends, March 7th.
Right.
It's right here at IUC. He has 2 books. One out.
Yes.
A poetry book, and the second one is, of course, X, for example.
Which will be out.
Which will be, it's going to be, yeah.
So it will be at the concert. So come and buy your book and read about my experiences with my exes.
It should be pretty interesting.
Believe me. He makes our lives look boring. So, Javon Simpson, he's on YouTube. It's Speak Up. The General Depp on TV. So, you can. I don't know when you can find the old video then, but they'll probably post it up soon.
Yeah, the video of him on Sunrise on Tuesday should be on cvmtv.com. Just look for it and everything there. Check out them Sunrise.
Right. And remember now, if you don't get married, if you're not married to Javon, I get a commission off at the top.
Ah.
So, have a blessed weekend. It's Life Lessons. Thank you.
Oh.